just had a few thoughts in our hymns and prayers. We've been thinking about the Lord having the victory and how Abraham was given a promise of God's shield around him. And it's made me think of some of the verses that we find in Romans chapter 8 about God's everlasting love towards us. In chapter 8, verse 31, "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with us graciously give all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is it to condemn? Jesus Christ is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or sword or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord." I don't have many thoughts, but other than I've been thinking about how the Lord Jesus spared us from what we were, distant from him in darkness, and has brought us into the wonderful light. And it's through the grace of God that he sent his son to take on our sin, our punishment. He did it so lovingly, thought a lot about his love. And that we are in a position now where we can live for him. And often in our prayer meetings and in our just our normal daily lives, we can be so taken up with things of persecution, things of distress, things of distraction, things of corruptness, things that are completely not edifying in any way. And I think I do probably bang this drum a lot, but I think it's relevant until the Lord comes, that he is for us. There is nothing that can take us away from his love. Often we can wander, often we can slip and fall, and we pray and we hope that that doesn't happen as often as it may do. But we should be encouraged that he is victorious in all. And the world is so taken up with the evil of what's occurred, as the way we are exposed to things which we shouldn't be exposed to, with the way that things are moving and changing, especially in the technological world. We're seeing so much that can cause real distress, real anxiety, real worry, but we needn't worry. He has the victory. He's victorious over death. And we see even ones today that are giving up their lives because they know that they are conquerors through him. That they might lose their earthly lives, that they are headed for eternity with him. And we are often ones that can worry so much about the things of the day. There's so much that we worry about the future. We worry about the if, buts and maybes. But ultimately, he is the creator of all, and he knows what he has in store for us while we're here. And it was just more of a little thought that came to my mind, that he is victorious overall, and nothing can change that. And we can look forward to that day where he will take us and we will be able to own him, and as we've been singing, give him all the praise, the honour, the glory that is due to him.
Amen.